is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show and happy new year. Ahead, it's disappointment that takes the gold medal at the World Junior Hockey Championship at Edmonton and Red Deer after the IIHF called off the tournament due to COVID-19. Several WHL players have headed back to their club teams. Team Canada's starting goaltender Dylan Durand will speak on that and why he's holding out hope. That is coming up in a second. Well, the WHL trade deadline may be over 2 weeks away, but already a flurry of moves, including a popular goaltender in Prince George on the move. Taylor Gauthier off to the Portland Winterhawks will have reaction. Former Silvertips goaltender Dustin Wolf has been called up by the NHL's Calgary Flames, the 214th pick in the 2019 NHL draft. It's a great story. Called up in Seattle, close to his junior home in Everett. We'll have more on that. And we'll check in on the Brandon Wheat Kings, who are gaining traction in the East Division. Head coach Don McGilvery will close out the show. First up, the World Junior Tournament was called off this past week, ending a dream of many WHL players who were representing their country, including 12 from the WHL on Team Canada. That included Kamloops Blazer goaltender Dylan Durand.
Well, Dylan, it wasn't the way you wanted your World Juniors to end. You had just gotten there and taken over the crease. Let's go back to when the news broke for Team Canada and you heard that the tournament was canceled. What was your reaction?
Yeah, pretty disappointing for sure. Kind of was a whirlwind kind of thing. Took us all by storm. I remember, that morning there was a couple games got canceled and we were still expected to play. They told us we were going to play, so went back to the hotel and stuff. Was having our pregame nap. I actually got woken up from my nap with a knock on my door, head down for a meeting, and that's when they broke the news and it kind of all hit us by shock. And like I said, it was pretty disappointing. And obviously, you don't expect to go to that tournament and kind of have it canceled halfway through. So it's disappointing for sure. But, it is what it is. And, got to move on from it.
How tough is it to move on? I know you get back with your club team and you get right back in the battle, another battle. So maybe that helps. But is this one going to sting for a while?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think all of us, our dreams were to, play in this tournament and win a gold medal. And obviously, we didn't get the opportunity to. I think, for me, I'm kind of lucky right now. I got a quick turnaround, quick move on. Next day I'm playing a game, so it's quick for me, but for some other guys, they're taking time off, so it'll probably sit with them longer and stuff like that. And, it is disappointing. It's definitely a, kind of a broken heart dream kind of thing where, it was our dream to win a gold medal and, we're not going to get the opportunity to do that. It's pretty tough, but like I said before, it is what it is and can't really do much about it.
Take me back to that that announcement, the bad news, and your Canadian teammates, a lot of WHL players, guys you know. What was sort of the interactions with the others once that news came down?
Yeah, I remember once they told us after kind of they all stopped speaking, we were all just silent for about, probably a good 5 minutes before we kind of got up and started hugging each other and stuff like that. It was, like I said, pretty sad for everyone. And, obviously, took us by, we're all in a little bit of shock kind of thing, so it was a tough little time there, but I feel like it is what it is kind of thing.
There is talk that maybe you play it in June or July. I mean, are you holding out hope that might happen?
For sure. I think we all have a little hope for that. That's kind of what they're telling us, is they're going to try and do it, at a later date, maybe in June or whatever. I'm hearing a bunch of different things and stuff like that, but there's definitely is hope for sure to finish the job kind of thing and get an opportunity to play in that tournament. And I guess we'll see what happens.
I know the experience ended shorter than you wanted, but what was it like being a part of that again? Your second time through it, but this time bit of a different role. You had those WHL teammates we talk about, even a teammate with the Blazers and Logan Stankoven who had scored in that first game that he played against Austria. So what was the experience, albeit short?
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, I feel like right from the start, we kind of all came together and we're a super close team. I'm really proud of all the guys. We became close friends, closer than, kind of any other Hockey Canada team I've been with, and I'm definitely going to miss that group for sure. And, it's tough that we're going to get the opportunity to, be together and chase the ultimate goal, but, it is what it is, and we all got to move on from it now.
You all had your family there. I know I saw your dad, on social media, and all the parents were there showing him in the stands. So, I mean, probably equally disappointed for the family that made the trip.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely tough, and I think we all feel for them, too. They kind of scheduled time off and stuff like that and book flights and book rooms and stuff like that, and to have it cut short is pretty disappointing. But you know, like I said earlier, there's really nothing we can do about it. It was kind of out of our control, and it's definitely disappointing for us and our families for sure.
Hopefully you get to play that this summer. That'd be great to have a little bit of a summer showcase in Edmonton and Red Deer or somewhere. While you were there, you signed your contract with the New York Rangers, and I think it was a matter of time before it happened. It was going to happen, but it took some time here, so you were patient with the process, but I'm sure you're happy to get it done. And what took so long?
Yeah, definitely happy to get it done. It's definitely, you know, a dream come true of mine to, you know, sign an NHL contract. And you know, like you said, it kind of took a little while for sure. I was definitely, you know, waiting for one to come. And then, you know, we finally got something worked out and got something done. It's great. And I'm definitely, you know, pretty privileged to be a part of the New York Rangers organization. And, you know, I'm excited for the future to come.
Okay, well, I know that gold medal dream, maybe we'll just put it on pause for now, and you might get hopefully a shot at that this summer, but it's great to have you back, Dylan. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, radio edition.
The WHL's trade deadline is January 17th, but some teams are ahead of the game as they look to shore up their rosters for the second half. The Portland Winterhawks acquired 20-year-old goaltender Taylor Gauthier from the Prince George Cougars. Gauthier's a 5-year goaltender for PG, and Cougars head coach and GM Mark Lamb says it was a tough move to make.
I like Goat so much. You know, he's such a good goaltender, and he's went through a lot here in Prince George, and he's been a great soldier for everybody on and off the ice. And you know, trying to do the deal was hard. There's not a big market for overage goaltenders. You know, a lot of different circumstances, a lot of different factors out there in the real world. And, you know, he's going to a real good team. The return we got, we get Bronberg back, who's a good defenseman. It'll really, you know, help our young guys out back there. So I was happy it was over.
Gauthier expected to make his Winterhawks debut next week. And as the trade deadline comes and goes, WHL This Week Radio Edition will be on top of all the moves in the coming weeks.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Dustin Wolf, a former WHL star goaltender for the Everett Silvertips, recently got called up by the NHL's Calgary Flames. The two-time WHL Goaltender of the Year was the fourth last player selected in the 2019 NHL Draft, 214th overall. He's having a great season in Stockton with the AHL's Heat and got the call-up this past week to the NHL's Flames.
We just got off the ice in Stockton there, and you know, I was actually laying in the training room and get some work done, and you know, I had the phone brought to me, and it was Brad Pasco on the phone to say I was going to come up to Seattle. So obviously super excited, and obviously my mom was the first person to call, and obviously she's pretty excited, especially since, you know, my house is only 45 minutes from here. So you know, just to have some family in the building tonight is going to be exciting for sure.
Flames head coach Daryl Sutter says he's earned the call up.
Well, he's 14-0-2, so it's just like his goalies are just like coaches are measured on record. It's good goals.
And a step onto the NHL ice in the Pacific Northwest for Wolf.
Yeah, my first call up is obviously pretty exciting to begin with, and then you know, to have family close by, and obviously being close to Everett, I'm sure there'll be a bunch of, you know, Everett fans in the building as well. So you know, definitely pretty exciting.
Congratulations to Dustin Wolf.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Hey, the Brandon Wheat Kings are finding some great traction here through the month of December and starting into the new year. Head coach is Don McGilvery, first time on the WHL This Week Radio Show. Don, thanks for making time for us. Hope you're keeping warm in Brandon. I know it's been a cold spell here across Western Canada. It's been tough.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's it is cold. It's probably the first time we've experienced this cold snap, but it's not uncommon in this part of the world.
Yeah, for sure. I know as a visiting team going into Brandon, it was actually the best stop on the Eastern road trip because you could just go into the hotel, pull the bus in, and the hotel's attached to the rink, and you never had to leave. It was just a great spot to be.
Absolutely.
All right, Don, let's talk about it. I mentioned the 7-1-1 in your last nine, and you're doing it here just by, you know, by committee, by the looks of things, missing a top player like Ridly Greig. How have you guys been getting it done?
You know what? Well, for the start of the season, we were really short-staffed, and I think that really is showing some dividends now. I think that we had some young guys playing, you know, up the lineup, and once we got a full lineup, we've been able to get some traction, and our goals against average is coming down quite a bit since the start of the season. The first 12 games of the year, we were giving up around 5 goals a game. So that's not a recipe for success. And then I think in the last, half of the first half, our goals against has definitely decreased, and we're getting good production from different guys. Like you said, it's kind of by committee. We're missing Ridley Gregg and Jake Chiasson, who's an important part of our team as well. So I think that, we've had some guys step up. It's kind of a next man up mentality, and the guys have embraced it, and we're starting to play well.
I happened to catch your first game back from the break on home ice against Winnipeg, and that might have been the most entertaining overtime I've seen in a while. It must have driven you crazy, but that was just a rodeo you had going on with the ice.
Yeah, I think it was good for the fans. It wasn't too good for the coaches. I don't think that wasn't a great game by any means. But again, we found a way to get the job done against a team that, doesn't have very many losses, and we were able to take 5 out of 6 points against them in our last 3 games. So I think that's important. That's good for building confidence, and certainly to get that extra point in overtime was huge.
You know, it's tough right now trying to navigate through this COVID world, and I know there's some game postponements looming in Brandon and in Manitoba with capacity restrictions by the provincial government here, and that's tough. It's tough for managers, it's tough for coaches, and the players. So how do you guide them through a bit of uncertainty right now with what's going on?
Yeah, we talk about it every day. I think we've talked about just, being grateful for the opportunity to play and come to the rink and expect to play. And if something changes, then we'll deal with it at that time. But we have to prepare ourselves to play on a night-to-night or a day-to-day basis, practice the way we would normally practice. And then whatever comes our way, we'll deal with it. But I think, there's so much uncertainty. You don't know what's coming down the pipe here. We're hoping to get through this. I think the league's hoping to get through this. But, there's things that are out of your control, and you can only control what you can control, and that's just coming to work every day and trying to get better.
I go back to where you're in right now, the position you're in, and I go back to the 2018 WHL trade deadline. Don, I believe you were an assistant coach with the team at the time, and there were some tough decisions there to part ways with a guy like Cale Clegg and, Tanner Kaspik, but you gain, 4 first-round picks out of those two big trades that you've now been able to use for extra stock in the draft here the last couple of years. You have to know that the trade deadline's looming again here. Where do you think the Brandon Wheat Kings are headed with the trade deadline? And let's go back to that major deal that sort of set up your organization here moving forward.
Yeah, I think when you look back at that time, that year, certainly as the coaches, we weren't really too thrilled about making those moves. But I think that, it was a different year. Regina was hosting the Memorial Cup. Moose Jaw and Swift Current had already added to their team and were loading up to take a run at the division. So we were in a division that had 3 really, really good teams. And, one of those two of those teams were going to lose in the first round. So I think that, it's a little bit different scenario this time around. We're probably in the same spot. We've had a real tough, start to the season. We played, probably the first 15 games without either two of our top forwards to our top defensemen. Sometimes our starting goaltender didn't play. I think he was hurt, for eight games or so. So I think, our situation is a little bit different. I think that if you look at the league, certainly Edmonton and Winnipeg and in the Eastern Conference have separated themselves, but everybody else, there's literally 4 points separating the rest of the team. So everybody's still in the fight here. I'm of the mindset that, if you can get to the playoffs, anything can happen. You never know what's going to happen. Just like you don't know what's happened with COVID. Teams can get injuries, you get suspensions, you get rolling at the right time. You never know what's going to happen. But the reality is, again, it's not something that I control. I coach the players that come into the building on a day-to-day basis. If we decide as a group that we're going to go in a different direction, then, you know, that's what we'll deal with. But I don't see that happening this year. I think we're, you know, we like our group. We're comfortable with our group. We feel like we've taken some strides, and we're going to be adding, you know, Ridley Greig into the lineup, Jake Chiasson into the lineup. That's going to make a significant difference for us as well.
Don, I know it's been a roller coaster, to say the least, on the ice and off the ice in Brandon this year. You're riding a high right now, but we all wait to see what happens with Omicron and some game postponements there in Brandon. But appreciate your insight here on WHL This Week, and want to wish you the best of luck and hope you can keep things rolling there, okay?
Well, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, that's the show. Happy New Year to everyone across the WHL. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.